I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dungy with the time down near the goal line. Knocked away at the last second. Bravonte Taylor as Ishmael adjusted to that thrown football.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the ACC Network, a little college football to spice up your Thursday morning. We are now exactly 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and it's going to be virtual. And for the athletes, they're going to find out their futures, at least their immediate futures, with weird technological notifications. Now, maybe they get a regular phone call from a general manager who is about to draft them, but all the reactions and all of the interaction will be done virtually. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I guess good practice, the draft prospects right now having to do their training, a lot of cases virtually, and they're spread out all over the country and facing these challenges that are unprecedented for a draft. And it could be more than just the NFL. It might end up being the NBA, too. So we'll see as we move forward. I had a chance to talk to Florida State defensive back Levante Taylor as he's getting ready for the draft and what is supposed to be the time of his life. And I asked him how he and his family are handling these uncertain times.
Yeah, I'm out here in Virginia Beach now. At first, I was in California. But then, the virus started spreading enormously. So, and then that's when they canceled my pro day and everyone else pro day. So, I figured it would be smart for me to hurry up and go back home before they shut everything down. I came back home and started doing training sessions here, not knowing would the pro day be postponed to another day set or whatever. So, I just came here and stuck to my realization that I should drop a pro day video.
Yeah, it's something that draft prospects have never had to deal with before. So, what's that been like for you? This emotional roller coaster of every day, something else getting canceled or shut down.
Yeah, it's very it's very sickening. Just growing up, always wanted to be in a draft process, like everyone else. But I feel like now with this going on, it may be some good into it. This would be the first class ever to have a virtual draft. So it can be many different good things, and bad things with it.
How are you working out, Levante? How are you staying in shape?
Yeah, so what I've been doing, I just got done working out. I had went to the field. It was working out, but, police had came. Luckily, they were soft enough, so they had to keep working out. But, it's been pretty hard trying to find somewhere to go. Just everybody around here is a football type, has football. So, it'd be a lot of us, but, we stay spaced out and everything. But, just hard with everybody shutting the fields down. All the gyms are closed. So, anytime I see a little dumbbell weight, I just try to bring it to the house just to keep those in the house so I can do little small things around the house.
I feel the same. I mean, I'm not working out for a draft, but I just found out they closed all the parks in my area. So where I've been walking my dog, I can't go to those. What did the police say? Just that you weren't allowed to be at the field?
Yeah, so when we was working out, my trainer was like, y'all spread out a little bit more. The police coming, so I've seen them. So I'm still going through drills as he's talking to my trainer and stuff. My trainer had said that he was saying something someone called and said, you guys were out here. I just wanted to make sure everything was good. It was supposed to be 5 to 10 groups of people in one area. And I guess my trainer was just explaining it to him, like, who we were and stuff like that. And the other guys that were with us, so, you know, he eased up a little bit. He was just saying, make sure y'all real spaced out, have a group of guys down here on this side of the field and a group of guys on this side of the field, and telling us what's the ways to walk after we catch the ball and stuff like that. So, you know, it was like a process while we were out there.
Gosh. Do you feel, though, at least like you're getting in workouts, as weird as it is and as strange it is to kind of put them all together, are you managing to get some work in every day?
Yeah, so what I've been doing every day, like I just got back because I had went to South Carolina. My trainer, twin brother, has a nice little house out there in Columbia. So and he has a gym there, so we was out there. I've been out there for a couple for like a whole week and a half. I was in there like lifting weights and stuff. We just got back here, but out here in Virginia, I've just been like I said, I've had like dumbbells and stuff like that, like a medicine ball to work on core and to do like single leg squats on stuff like that. So I've been pretty much staying in shape. It's just not the best quality, but you know, it's good.
Levante Taylor of Florida State, now at Virginia Beach, trying to get ready for this virtual draft that's coming up. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So when you do talk to your trainer, you know, you communicate with your trainer, is it odd to have, for the most part, to have him on a phone while you're working out?
Well, actually, so what I did was I moved in with my trainer.
Ah!
Out here in Virginia, yeah. So I moved in with him just so I can stay connected the whole time. Cause my mom's house doesn't live. She's not that far. So what I did was I just moved like everything in because I just came from. Cause all my stuff's still at Florida State. So what I did was I just got the furniture and stuff and then moved in the room.
That seems like the perfect situation. Right. If you have to be quarantined, at least be quarantined with a trainer, right?
Right, exactly. And then like what makes it better? He's been my trainer since I was like 14. You know, so you know it's just like family. So it was nothing to that.
Good. Well, and maybe this time away, even though it's not quite what you anticipated, is a way to assure that you're 100% healthy. I know you've had a couple of injury setbacks. How do you feel?
Yeah. So I'm feeling very good. You know, that's why I know that I posted my little pro day video. I just wanted to show teams that, you know, I'm moving 100% well. I'm moving a lot better than a lot of these other guys in the draft. You know, I'm faster, you know, I'm bigger, I'm stronger now.
So as you look ahead to the draft, what have you heard? Have you been able to meet with teams and meet with prospective coaches or general managers over Zoom or over whatever other video conference?
Right. Yeah, I've been having FaceTime calls with a couple teams. My first FaceTime call was the Panthers. I have more FaceTime calls set up throughout the week, and all 32 teams. I had to send out my best games to them. They're watching that right now, and then you know, like I said, I have a couple of FaceTime calls set up throughout the week that I'm looking forward to.
That's even though it's not what you expected, that has to feel good that teams want to talk to you and want to be able to ask you football questions.
Yeah, of course.
So then, what types of things do you talk about over FaceTime?
Yeah, so they just were asking me about what's my natural position. They feel like I can accomplish in the league. They like the way that I play at multiple positions at Florida State. Asking about the injury, asking about the coaching change, asking about what defenses I played at Florida State, and then just not about football, but off the field. Have I ever been in trouble? Which I've never been in trouble off the field, and they just want to know my background and stuff like that, just to get to know me as a person and a player.
When I'm glad that you brought up the multiple positions, because that's where I was going next. What is the position at which you're most comfortable, Levante?
Yeah, I feel more natural and more comfortable as cornerback. And nickel, that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to come back to college and just show that I was a lockdown corner. But, you know, we needed some safety help. So, you know, I say, you know what, I'm helping the team out and play safety and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to myself going to the league, you know, getting drafted by a team and just me going there and become a leader, you know, and a true competitor and go out there and, you know, just not just earn a spot, but take someone's spot and, you know, just be the guy for the team.
So then what about the combine? Why do you feel like you didn't have that opportunity?
Honestly, I don't even know when I didn't get the invite, I didn't even bother to ask. I feel like you got to keep working. Like every day is a new day. There's plenty of guys who didn't go to the combine. They got drafted and plenty of guys that didn't go to the combine who ended up being a starter and taking over the lead. So you know, I'm not someone who's gonna keep who's gonna ask like, dang, why I didn't do this, why I didn't do that. You know, I just kept on moving forward and I kept putting in more work.
Is it a little extra motivation for you?
Yeah, it is. Just watching it and seeing guys who's not even moving like me or better than me just being there, you know, it hurts a little, but you know, like I said, I gotta keep going to work.
Levante Taylor of Florida State getting set for the NFL draft, and he's got the right solution. He's living with his trainer, so he doesn't have to do it over the phone. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So when you went back for your senior year, what did you gain from that? Why do you feel like that was the right thing for you?
Yeah, like I said, I wanted to come back and, you know, just show what I can do. You know, it just happened that I got moved to safety, but, you know, still at safety, I feel like I had a pretty good, decent year. If you just watch the film, you know, we didn't accomplish nothing as a team goal, you know, but we made it like a little small bowl game. But, you know, with the new coaching staff Florida State has now, I believe in Coach Norvell and, you know, to bring things back to where Florida State is.
Do you feel like staying in school and going through some of those changes and also dealing with injuries, but continuing to work hard, do you think that experience makes you a player that can then fight through adversity at the next level?
Exactly. Because, you know, my injury I had, L5, you know, it was very dangerous. But, you know, luckily I didn't have to have any surgery on it. The doctors was telling me it was something that's healing its own. So, you know, I pretty much missed, like, my whole junior season. I couldn't travel with the team or anything. So, you know, I miss football like very much. You know, it just opened my eyes how much I love the game of football and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, I made sure I did all my treatments and everything. I didn't miss any treatments or anything, you know, and I got back.
I feel like that's something I hear a lot from athletes. When it's taken away from you through no fault of your own, but through an injury and you're forced to watch, or in your case, you can't even travel and it's gone for a time. It makes you appreciate what you have and that you never take it for granted.
Exactly.
So then looking forward to the next level, how much do you think your speed will translate to the NFL?
Oh, it's going to translate very well. I can run any receiver. I get so excited about it. I just can't wait to land on the team, you know, and just showing what I can do. You know, just starting off from practice and in class, and just showing what I can do.
Well, I think that's the part that, regardless of whether or not it's virtual and you can't be with people now, that's right. The part that you come back to is it's still going to be the culmination of a dream, right? When you get drafted,
right.
It's still going to
exactly.
be your dream come true.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, it's good to talk to you, and we would love to have you on the show again after you get drafted. Levante, congratulations. Stay safe, of course, and we appreciate a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.